Nebraska Extension Almanac.
We've had several Extension Almanac programs recently where Extension Farm Policy Specialist Brad Lubin has been discussing the evolution of the federal farm bill. Today, he'll take a final look at the obstacles that Congress will have to overcome in order to update the federal farm policy and how difficult that will be.
There is a continual challenge for policymakers and for ag groups, too, to sort of look at the development of the safety net that we've had over time. Think of the commodity program safety net. It's fundamentally built to support farm income and reduce risk. We have the ARC and PLC programs. By the time those programs' new authorization expires in 2031, we will have operated with ARC and PLC longer than anything we've had since the target price deficiency payment days. I almost describe it as the new semi-permanent farm bill. It doesn't have that permanent language authority, but it is fundamentally the farm bill that we know and use today. But yet it's still a debate about how does it work? And the ultimate question that we often ask is how much support is needed? While the bigger question might be, what kind of support is needed? Or is support needed? Those are sort of fundamental existential questions of what is the farm bill for and how should it work, as opposed to spending all our time analyzing, but how big is it? And how much is support is going where? That's a real question that we have on the farm side of the ledger. With the increases in support for crop insurance, we also have the balance of how much of this should come through traditional sort of commodity support and how much of this is coming through increased support for producer risk management decision making. Now, I help to run a center that helps support risk management education programming, so I may have a bias or at least a perception of the value of risk management and risk management education, but it is clearly a divide in farm legislation of the role of farm programs, traditional commodity programs, versus the role of risk management programs. And that's something we got to figure out.
Brad says there are plenty of things to pay attention to with the current policy and how that moves forward to either keeping what we have or creating a new farm bill altogether.
Yeah, I think we want to watch any effort at farm bill development here to see whether there is, in fact, a coalition, whether there's a bipartisan consensus to move legislation at all, or whether we've really sort of destroyed the traditional 50-year-old coalition. If we don't have a coalition, it becomes increasingly difficult to figure out how a farm bill gets to the finish line, in spite of the fact that we did manage to do some fairly substantial things through a budget reconciliation bill that defied sort of the assumption that we needed a coalition. So we've tested that theory. It remains to be seen going forward what we can do. It's also quite plausible, this is not necessarily an optimistic outlook, but it's quite plausible that if the big parts of the farm bill are really taken care of for the moment, that the impetus to do something big with the rest of the farm bill kind of gets pushed to the wayside. And while there are efforts to address the farm bill, it's also possible to imagine that the default is we find a way to simply keep moving it forward 1 year at a time until we get to that ultimatum when we have to handle the whole thing again.
If you'd like to know more detail about the history of the farm bill, check out the full article and podcast on UNL Center for Ag Profitability's website at cap.unl.edu. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.